This is Spoleto Today. I'm Jeanette Gwen, and our guest is Joy Vandervoort Cobb, who will play 16 characters in the Piccolo Spoleto theater piece, No Child. Welcome, Joy.
Thank you so much.
What is the story of No Child?
No Child is about a teaching artist who goes into a failing school in the Bronx to mount a play with an English class of 10th graders. And her experience there with administration, security, and the students, of course.
What is her experience?
Oof, her experience. She walks in and she recognizes that she may have bitten off a little more than she can chew, but she finds a way to connect to these kids when they allow it, and they don't always allow. And so we watch her wrestle with trying to connect to them and trying to stay connected.
Would this play be different if it was set in Charleston?
In different ways, it would be different. I think from having spoken to a couple of teachers and a guidance counselor during my research time, that these kids actually do exist. A different voice, a different set of circumstances, but poverty is poverty. And lack of resources is lack of resources. Might come with a different accent, but it is essentially the same. The thing that I find a little bit different is that we are set in an urban center, the Bronx. Those kids are dealing with a different host of issues. Our kids in the failing school areas here in Charleston have a similar set, but again, very different, very different. So could it be set in Charleston? According to at least one guidance counselor I spoke to, he's very familiar with these kids. So yeah, I guess it could.
How hard is it to switch gears into 16 different characters in 65 minutes?
This has been, of the three one-person shows I've done, the most difficult, because Ms. Sun set up a system where these characters are doing rapid responses to one another. Generally, you'll get a monologue, a couple of moments of dialogue, two characters, three characters, but you've got seven different kids speaking. It is blindingly difficult sometimes. But as I fall more and more in love with the kids and who they are, it's becoming just a little bit easier to find them physically and find them orally, AU orally this time.
Can you show us what it's like to change character that fast?
Yeah, let's see who we can bring up. Who's ready to come out to play right now? 'Cause we treated like convicts every day. Jerome, please raise your hand. We treated like convicts every day. So how do you mean? First, we wake up to bars on our windows. Yeah, and then our moms and dads, right? Ooh, you got a dad? Yeah. So our moms be telling us where to go, what to do, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and then we walk in a uniform line to the subway, being pushed, crammed into a 10-by-40-foot cell, trying to see the fly honeys.
Wow. That's great. You're a teacher. You're seven different students. What else?
I have the teacher who is the homeroom teacher and the principal, a janitor, a security guard who I find reprehensible. He's been difficult to come out. And a grandmother of one of the students. We finally get to meet a parental unit, Abuela, and Nilaja herself.
How hard is it to play a character you can't find any sympathy for?
It's difficult. I also know this person. I mean, I know this security guard. So I've made this judgment on him, which makes it more difficult. So the moment I can release the judgment and recognize that I'm just trying to do me job, man. I don't know the difference. I do not know the difference. And that this is what he has. This is the land he stakes. And his behavior toward these students and the things he says about the students are part of his truth. So as I'm beginning to relax into the play, Joy doesn't like him, but he fits into my body real well because I recognize him. I've had that exchange, as have we all, with someone who has a little bit of power that has driven them completely nuts.
Joy Vandervoort Cobb plays all 16 characters in No Child, May 29th, June 2nd and 3rd at 6 p.m., and May 31st at 4 at Pure Theater, 477 King Street. Thank you, Joy.
Thank you so much.
For Splato Today, I'm Jeanette Gwynn.